service is on page 136. We rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father. Imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord,
and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The intro. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell.
Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek,
that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide you in his pavilions. He shall set me high upon a rock. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Glory be to God on high,
and on earth peace, goodwill for men. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God of the Almighty,
O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ,
O Lord God. Cast away the sin of the world. Have mercy. Who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Who sits at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy. For you only are holy, you only are the Lord. You only, O Christ, with the Holy Spirit, art most high, in the glory of God the Father.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, we implore you, that the course of this world may be so peacefully ordered by your governance that your church may joyfully serve you in all godly quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the fourth Sunday after Trinity is from the 50th chapter of Genesis. Then Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead. Or when Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "Perhaps Joseph will hate us and may actually repay us for all the evil which we did to him." So they sent messengers to Joseph, saying, "Before your father died, he commanded, saying, 'Thus you shall say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespasses of your brothers and their sins, for they did evil to you. Now please forgive the trespasses of the servants of the God of your father.' And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also went and fell down before his face and said, 'Behold, we are your servants.' And Joseph said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about this day, as it is this day, to save many people alive. Now therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones.' And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Make atonement for our sins, O Lord. Bless the nations, say, where is their God? Help us, O God of our salvation. For the glory of your name, deliver us.
The epistle reading is from the 8th chapter of Romans. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit,
even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. This is the word of the Lord. We rise for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Therefore be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. And he spoke a parable to them. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into the ditch? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove the speck that is in your eye," when you yourselves do not see the plank that is in your own eye? Hypocrites! First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck that is in your brother's eye. This is the gospel of the Lord. The Nicene Creed on page 141. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for our sin and for our salvation
Our sermon text is from Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Before we can get into the true teaching of this text, let us swat aside the false applications to which this text has been erroneously applied. First, this text is not teaching what works need to be done in order to earn our salvation. Nor are they teaching those things that we need to do in order to retain our salvation. Jesus in this text is not speaking to unbelievers, but commanding those who are already believers how they are to lead a Christian life. You do not become Christian by being merciful, by judging not, condemning not, forgiving others, and giving to others. Instead, those who have been saved by Christ desire to do good works and lead a Christian life. It is out of thankfulness that believers are merciful, judge not, condemn not, forgive others, and give to others. Second, in this gospel text, Jesus is speaking to believers who are suffering unjustly. The epistle from Romans 12 gives a similar situation. These believers are blessing people even while they are being persecuted. These believers are rejoicing with other believers in the good news of God's love. They are weeping with other believers who have been taken captive by immorality and covetousness. These believers aren't haughty or conceited. You see, they too have been saved by grace. We seek to live peaceably with all. Nevertheless, we know unbelievers will persecute us unjustly. St. Paul says that we are not to seek revenge, but leave that job to God. Believers are to forgive. They are to give to their enemies. And in this way, they overcome evil with good. There are many supposed Christians, though, who rip these verses out of their context instead of that of, well, believers suffering unjustly. They wish to use this text as an excuse in order to prevent those who have been given the office of punishing injustice. There are those who have been given the job to punish unjust actions. One, the parent. The parent who has been given the office to raise up a child is to reward good and to punish evil in that child. The disobedient child who tells his dad, "You have to forgive, and you will be forgiven," is subverting Christ's intent. Yes, no, the parent must discipline the child. However, if the child is leading a Christian life and he is being mistreated at school, the parent could tell the child to bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them, repay no one evil for evil. That is the correct context. Luke 6 is for someone who is suffering unjustly despite doing good. Another example, too. The judge who has been given the office to punish those who do evil and those who break laws, that is, the governing authority. The judge is not to bless those who persecute other Christians. No, the judge has been placed as an officer, an office, the scriptures call him an agent of wrath, to punish the evildoer. It is a misuse of Scripture to apply this text to those who have committed crimes and deserve to pay the penalty. If, however, you live in a God-pleasing way and the government persecutes you by fines, by taking away your rights, by throwing you into jail, then I might tell you not to rebel, but to commit the cause to God. Like St. Paul, we would say, beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. It would seem to me that a time is coming in which those who hold up Christian principles are going to be persecuted. Those Christians who speak about the sanctity of the nuclear family and do not rejoice in unholy unions will be persecuted. Those Christians who fail to acknowledge the obvious difference between men and women, well, those who acknowledge that difference are going to be treated poorly. Even those Christians who seek to live peaceably in society, they will not be left alone to exercise their Christian religion, whether it is at home or at work or even in the church. Persecution will come, and when it comes, we are not to behave as the world does. We are not to repay evil with evil. In today's collect, we pray, grant, O Lord, we implore you, that the course of this world may be so peaceably governed. We desire what God desires. He desires that those who have been placed in positions of governing might maintain a peaceable ordering of this world. That is, he wants law and order to prevail. Furthermore, this peace of which the government maintains is of great benefit for the church. The prayer continues, that your church may joyfully serve you in all godly quietness. Where there is peace, the church is able to gather, to hear the word of God, to receive the sacraments of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's one more office. It is the office of pastor. The pastor who has been given the office to preach the truth and expose and condemn falsehood is not to be told, judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, pastor, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. No. Jesus is not telling religious leaders to pervert justice so that anything goes. God has sent the pastor to judge and to condemn unrepentant sin, and forgiveness is to be given to those who confess their sins. In Luke 6, Christ is speaking the gospel to those Christians who in doing right and yet are suffering unjustly. When the pastor feeds the flock with the wholesome teaching of God's word, and yet that pastor is maligned by the sheep who desire to continue in their sin, then we could use this passage. Yes, we could tell the pastor, continue to do your job even if you are persecuted and removed by powerful and unscrupulous laymen. We could tell the pastor not to engage in the same evil practice as others. Pastor, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. My Christian friends, the Lord is warning us ahead of time that there will be those who persecute you, even though you lead a scripturally godly life, even though you desire to live peaceably with all. You will be persecuted. Nevertheless, we are not to live in fear. Your Heavenly Father always protects. He always provides for His children. Listen to the introit from today's Psalm, Psalm 27. The Old Testament believer teaches us how to respond to unjust suffering. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they all stumbled and fell. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise up against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, and that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. First of all, our Lord Jesus Christ has given you his word. His word concerning the forgiveness of your sins. Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. Therefore, you need not worry about God that he has either forsaken you or that he is punishing you. For through faith in Christ, the Lord is your salvation, and you know it. Second, the same Lord Jesus Christ who has given you directions concerning how to lead a Christian and godly life is the same one who is teaching you that your life will be a blessing and that he will provide prosperity. Marry a godly spouse. Raise up Christian children. Be content with the wages that you have been given. Do not covet your neighbor's stuff. Do not hurt or harm your neighbor in hate, but love and support your neighbor in his body. Lead a sexually pure and decent life. Attend church. Open up your ears to the truth. Pray and call upon God in every trouble. You see, God loves you, and he wants only the best for you. 1 Timothy 4, verse 8 says this, "For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come." Did you hear that? Godliness is profitable for all things. God knows. He's providing for you now and then. Third, lest you think that somehow something strange is happening to you and that somehow God's plan is, well, maybe derailed. God tells us ahead of time. He tells his believers that we will be persecuted. From the point that sin entered into the world, the righteous of God have been persecuted. Cain killed Abel. God spared righteous Noah, lest he be killed by his heathen neighbors. Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers. The prophets were often pursued. John the Baptist was beheaded, and Jesus was killed. Saul, too, later Paul, was likely martyred in Rome. Persecution? Yes, the Lord has warned us ahead of time. But Fourth, the triune God has given us further instructions concerning your response to unjust suffering. If it's going to come unjustly, how do we behave? Luke 6. Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. Again, the context is Christians are to be merciful even towards their persecutors. Noah preached in order that he might try to save those even who were coming up against him. Joseph forgave his brothers, provided for them in Egypt. John preached the truth to Herod. Jesus prayed from the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." Jesus tells us how to behave towards our unjust persecutors. What are we to do? Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed together, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Fifth, and with every act of kindness, Jesus has promised further more blessings to encourage us in being merciful and loving our neighbor despite the evil that we receive in return. No, the Lord will bless. You see, if your persecutor is in need, give to them. And what does the Lord promise? And it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed together, shaken together, granted. He's going to give you more. Yes, I know the worldly wisdom says that if you give away, you will then not have. But the Lord tells us otherwise. He tells believers that the Lord promises that you are to give, and you can't outgive God. You see, God will give you. The Christian will be generous, especially to the unjust and persecutors, and we will receive as recipients of God. Do not be tempted as they are. You see, as they treat you, we are not to treat them. Do not be enticed to give them a piece of your mind. Do not give them, well, their own medicine. Let's see how they like it. Do not seek to become their judge, nor to be the one who curses them. You are a baptized child of your heavenly Father. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. The Lord, He is showing you great kindness and compassion. Not only did He bring you to faith, but He has continued to keep you in the faith, daily forgiving your sins. Do not be haughty. Associate with the lowly. Never be conceited, for with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. With the Lord's suffering and dying for you, the Lord is your salvation. With the Lord guiding you in your Christian living, the Lord is your light. And with the Lord granting you the strength of His promises, you need not be afraid even of unjust persecution. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. The Offertory, page 143. We stand.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you do not rightly condemn us, but that you forgive us our sins through your Son, Jesus Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have
mercy. We ask that all pastors in Christ, including our Bishop James, our pastors Michael and Gary, that they would not be blind guides, but ever studying your word, that they may be fully trained to lead us into the way of truth. We ask that those who have been taught the word of God would not judge others while they themselves continue to sin, but instead would be merciful to their brother, just as they have received mercy. We bring before you St. Patrick Lutheran Church in Florida and their pastor, Brandon Warr. We ask that you would bless their preaching and teaching. We bring before you our Learning Center, asking for a successful opening and a virus-free operation. For our Director Keeley, our teachers, our assistants, support staff, both the preschool and our school-age children, that they would all grow up into the knowledge of our Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, we bring before you our President Donald, the Congress of the United States, our Governor J.B., state legislators, our Mayor Steve, city officials, and all our judges. We ask that you would lead them to act wisely and responsibly, that we would carry out our duties as citizens. We acknowledge today with gratitude the gift of a free country from you as a good gift. We thank you for those who have laid down their lives for the sake of our nation. Let us never take for granted those sacrifices. Help us to live as good and obedient citizens, especially taking advantage of our liberty to freely worship you. Watch over the men and women of our armed forces, especially Timothy, Danny, Jason, Blake, and Jack, as well as our police officers, Daniel and Alex. Keep them from harm and danger. You are the consolation of the sorrowful and the strength of the weak. Look upon the tribulation and distress of those affected by the coronavirus. Comfort those who have lost loved ones. Provide care for those who are infected, and calm the worries of the timid, so that in their necessities all may observe and receive from you your manifold help and comfort. For those who are discouraged because of a lack of employment, in your mercy raise up opportunities for business and work, and in peace and thanksgiving all people may earn and eat the bread of contentment. Let us pray to the Lord. Provide for Rachel, our shut-in, Violet and Verdell, our elderly. Provide for the needs of Priscilla, Caitlin, Jade, Kevin, Gib, Linda, Rick, Patty, Rebecca, Victor and Marcia, Tony, and Mike. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Oh, Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us.
Oh, Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, I'll receive the bread of heaven and call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I'm not worthy you should come under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for him, will preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The blood of our Lord Jesus, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, into the life everlasting. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and eat. The true body of Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve your body and soul into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Bless and keep you as a baptized child of God, dearly loved by the Heavenly Father. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all of your sins. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, into life everlasting. Depart in peace. Take and eat the true body of Christ given for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. what is past our lips is food, O Lord. May you possess in purity of heart what is given us in time be our healing for eternity. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.